Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Hot seat coming up. And, well, I was stunned. I don't know about anybody else. Now Tom Brady, who is retired from the game, needs an additional year before he starts his $375 million contract.
Why not? He's the best ever.
This is the fiasco to end all broadcast fiascos.
It is.
Fox Network took $375 million, put it in the commode, and flushed it. Flushed.
They did.
Those guys, this guy is a diva a year before anybody even knows if he can do the job. Unbelievable.
The ratings won't change one bit, not whether he's there or not. People are going to watch football.
Not one iota. On the line with us, giving us our reports directly from the site of the Super Bowl, WIP reporter Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Oh, it must be fun out there, isn't it, Elliot?
Oh, it's unbelievable, especially compared to Minnesota, which was basically just in a mall the entire time. It feels like a real Super Bowl out here. So tons of Eagles fans. It's been unbelievable so far.
Hey, Elliot, will you feel differently about the Eagles, whether they win or lose the game?
Yeah. So clearly, if they win, they'll be remembered as probably the best Philly team of all time. So there will be some differences. But I have to be honest, and maybe it's because I'm down here at the Super Bowl and I can feel the magnitude of what they've accomplished already. I think that if they lose to the Chiefs, there's no shame in losing to that Chiefs team. That's a great Chiefs team. This Eagles team has already accomplished amazing things. So I'm just being honest that if they were to lose, and when I look back at the season a year from now or even right after the game, I'll remember this team very fondly, like in very good light. So I don't think it'll change my opinion, honestly, a ton of them if they win or lose. I think they've already proven so much that losing to this Chiefs team wouldn't make me view them negatively.
That's one of the most disappointing answers I've ever heard. And I was tipped off on this, Elliot, because you were on a podcast with James Seltzer.
No. He was on a podcast with Bo Wolf and Zach Berman.
Jay Seltzer is in there cheering me on right now. Because he was in there too. So I'm watching him cheer me on. Elliot, here's what you said on the podcast.
They don't have to win this game.
That's all we have? They don't have to win the game?
Yeah.
Oh,
Let me ask you, Angela. Will your opinion of them change if they lose the game?
Like, well, let's analyze this carefully.
Yeah.
Elliot, it's really a cool thing to do because I got an Eagles team that got here and lost, and I got an Eagles team that got here and won. And the team that won 5 years ago, I love like no team ever. And the team that lost with Reed and McNabb, I loathe because they choked in the biggest moment. How in God's name do you live in this city and don't think winning or losing is the deciding factor in how you feel about a team?
Okay, well, maybe it's because my favorite team of all time is the 0-1 Sixers. So maybe that's part of it, right? But I think your McNabb-Reed thing, like, there's a lot of disappointment wrapped up in that. They lost a lot of big games, right? This Eagles team is at the beginning of something. This year, I'll remember, is Jalen's breakout years, Jalen becoming the franchise quarterback, right? So I agree. They clearly, obviously, winning is the most important thing of the game. So maybe I shouldn't have phrased it the way I did in that pod. But what I'm saying is this season, this team has already accomplished so much that if they lose to the Chiefs in a close game, I mean, I'm not going to all of a sudden be like, this season was a disappointment and like hold some type of resentment against Jalen or anything like that. Like, I think that they've already had such a great year that if they lose a close game, I'm not going to just shift my opinion on everything.
All right. Understand, I'm sitting next to Keith Jones. He has one record above all others. He was in the NHL playoffs four times on teams with 3-1 leads and all four choked. Right. If Keith Jones had won a championship in any of those years, Elliot, he would not be slumming here with us. He would be a superstar in broadcasting, even beyond what he is now.
We'd be walking together forever.
We'd be walking together forever, but instead, we're not even in the same city.
It's how you lose matters.
You can't lose.
But Elliot makes a good point about this team, because it's really in its infancy as far as the head coach goes. There's not a huge track record there. Where Reed had already choked multiple times in the championship game, and McNabb had also been to big games and lost. This team, this is all new, so there is something to be said for it.
But this is Cinderella again.
Angela, can you honestly say if they lose the Super Bowl, right? You will look at this team and go, what a disappointment.
Oh.
Like, I understand being upset at them because you want them to win the game. But it's not a failure because they've already, like, Jalen's had his breakout year. They've done so much more than we could have ever hoped in some ways, right? So, like,
Elliot,
at the end of the day, obviously it matters if they win.
I want you to understand you're not grasping something. In Philadelphia, there is no such thing as house money. You can never have a successful season if you got to the biggest game and lose it. There's no way that unless – I am now a dinosaur, and now coming in second is okay. It's never been okay in this town.
Let me ask you this. How do you remember the Phillies team that just made the run to the World Series? Do you remember the run?
They did not complete the mission.
I understand you're disappointed, but that's about being in the moment and feeling that. But I think we can still, on a large scale, say if they lose this game, we're not going to, in 5 years, look back and go, man, that team was a huge disappointment. We're going to look back and go, what a run that was. Jalen should have won.
What a run that was is not good enough.
It's how they lose when they lose. I mean, there's so much can happen within that last game.
Blown out, clearly.
All right,
they play a competitive game, yeah.
Let me get to the pomp and pageantry of opening night at the Super Bowl. What was that like, Elliot?
It was crazy. It was what media night has turned into, right? I mean, lots of, like, someone was walking around in a barrel. At one point, Andre Dillard was blindfolded and, like, riding this little fake pony thing. There was just a lot of those moments. I do think Jalen at the podium did try to show, I think, more personality than he normally does. Jordan Mailata was good. I mean, they're a team of good guys. So I think that really came across last night.
All right. Well, Elliot, they sent me a lot of cuts and stuff. And to me, based on just listening all the stuff that was said, the star to me was Nick Sirianni. Because Nick Sirianni, we are a controversial fan base. And he could not have embraced us more. Here's a little snippet of how much he loves being a Philadelphian now.
I feel like I live and coach in the greatest sports town in America. It means so much to everybody there. That's what you want, right? When you're a little kid playing in a peewee football game, you're like, where's everybody? I want them to see us. I want them to see everything that we have to offer them, right? That's what you want. You know, you want your fans to love it. You want your fans to be there. You want them to be wearing green on Friday. You want them to be wearing green on Saturday. You want them to be throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. You want that.
That was I don't know if you were actually there for that, Elliot, but that he went on to say this is the city where he wants to bring up his kids. And here's the part that I like the most. It sounds real. It sounds like he really feels that way.
Well, I think to me, early on at least, one of the biggest misconceptions about Nick was that he was pandering. Like, yeah. I think Nick, from what I've known since he's gotten here, I mean, he really genuinely enjoys, like, the fact it's a major sports city. He loves going to Sixers games. He loves the fact, like, you know, he's friends with Jay Wright. He's a sports guy. Like, in his free time, he watches sports documentaries. Like, I think he would be just as into sports, like, wherever he was, but the fact that he's landed in a city where it is the biggest deal and where he is the coach for the biggest team. I mean, I just see it every day when I'm around him. Like, he really loves the fact that he gets to do what he does, and I think that answer really kind of encapsulated why he loves it.
It's a great fit for us here to have a coach who loves this city the way he does. Early reports, these are from our people that were there yesterday, especially at the opening night thing, Elliot. More Chiefs fans right now there than Eagles fans, is that correct?
So what's interesting is, in the stadium last night, I think there probably were more Chiefs fans. But when you walk around, I see more Eagles fans. Like, I haven't seen actually a ton of Chiefs fans. No, so maybe they all arrived and came right to the thing. And today when I walk around, I'll see more of them. But, yeah, last night for sure, I thought there were more Chiefs fans at the event.
All right, one last thing, Elliot. People may not know this because now he's defined first as a broadcaster here with us at WIP. Elliot Sharp Parks is a hell of a writer. good writer. Yeah. Elliot, yeah. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, will you write a book?
Well, look, maybe I'll write a book if they lose, right, at this point. It seems like it doesn't matter, but no. I will probably not write a book, but maybe. I mean, look, I appreciate the kind words, so who knows?
Well, because if they win, people would buy the book. If they lose, nobody's buying a book. I'm just telling you. Elliot,
yeah, maybe. Well, that's a good point.
We will be featuring him throughout the week here, giving us reports, Elliot. Fun to have arguments with you. Always great. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.